Cairo's Tahrir Square became famous to the wider world back in January when it was the center of the political movement that toppled President Hosni Mubarak from power. The square became synonymous with revolution in Egypt. Protesters returned to Tahrir Square 3 weeks ago, and they've been camping there ever since. They say they're unhappy with the pace of change, and they're hoping to revive the spirit that swept across Egypt 6 months ago. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Cairo.
Tahrir Square has become a political festival with singing and dancing and face painting and arguing. It's a sit-in, a camp-in, a tent city, a place of artistic expression and political freedom unlike anything Egypt has seen in decades. It was created primarily by the young, and protesters like 26-year-old Rami Mohammed Abdullah don't want to give it up.
Every day I finish my work and I come here in Tahrir Square. I'm trying to do my best to achieve our goals. Because our revolution, till now, didn't achieve anything from our goals.
That's become the mantra of Cairo's protest movement. The military council that is Egypt's caretaker government has moved too slow, they say. The revolution has stalled. You can see that message on flags and posters and banners all over the square, sometimes expressed with anger, other times with wit and humor. Take the fight over the word thug. When the protesters march, the military calls them thugs. The protesters counter that the military employs thugs to squash the revolution. Semantics clash on banners flapping in the wind.
This one says the headquarters of the Thugs Party. It's also sarcastic because the protesters are usually referred to as thugs.
It is not a quiet place, Tahrir Square. The air is filled with the sound of speeches and chanting. It breaks out all the time.
What's the slogan?
The people want to bring down the system.
The demands can be general like that one, and they can be quite specific. For Sara Abdurrahman, who is 23 and a prolific tweeter and blogger, the issue tonight is the use of military trials to prosecute demonstrators accused of crimes.
We have a constitution and we have a law, and that law is there for a reason. And these laws are made for civilians. Military trials are completely unfair and inhumane. They don't give you a lawyer. It's just like very fast, and they give you like 5 years. And sometimes it's actually corrupt. I believe that the military is corrupt.
But not all in Egypt find the political festival in Tahrir Square as endearing or inspiring.
It's become pointless, okay?
Hisham Qasem is a longtime civil rights advocate, but he has lost patience with the Tahrir Square generation. He cites their demand that the military speed up Mubarak's trial. The former president is charged with responsibility for causing the deaths of more than 800 demonstrators.
Most of the demands are ridiculous and unacceptable. To expedite Mubarak's trial is unacceptable to me. I have fought for the rule of law, and this is the country I hope that we will build together. Now, summary trials is something I refuse completely, and Mubarak must face justice, not revenge.
Back in the square, protesters like Sara Abdurrahman reject these criticisms, insisting that holding the square is the only way to ensure the revolution advances.
There is no other way that we know that can make a difference. I mean, whatever happens, the Supreme Council does what they think is good for them, not for the country, and not they don't take into consideration anyone's opinion.
Activist Ahmed Maher, sweating profusely under a broiling sun, expresses the same sentiment.
We are here because we feel that the revolution is going backward. As long as there are still rebels here, we will not lose the revolution.
Tahrir Square, Liberation Square, once again the center of Egypt's revolution. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Cairo.